That describes me perfectly, because I have so many wonderful guests come into the studio every single day to talk about things going on in the community. And ladies and gentlemen, today, the one and only Tina Cunningham is here. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing, Ryan?
Haven't seen you in a while. And, of course, you are here representing Meals on Wheels today. And I know you have a special guest, even more special guest, that you would like to introduce. So tell us about Tawana Jones.
Well, I'd love to introduce to the community Tawana Jones, who's going to be our new executive director for the Chapel Hill Carboro Meals on Wheels. Tawana has a passion for helping people throughout her career, and we are so excited that she's going to join our team. Meals on Wheels is doing a fantastic job in our community, but Tawana is going to have the skill and expertise to grow it and make it better and to serve more people in our community. So welcome, Tawana, to Meals on Wheels.
Thank you.
Tawana, we are really happy to have you here. And I just wanted to say, as I said before we came on the air, you got some mighty big shoes to fill with Stacy Yusko stepping down after all the time she's been there. But you look like you were up to the task.
I'm up to the task. This has been a passion of mine ever since I was like 12 years old to help out in the community with helping those who are suffering, if it's hunger or disaster, whatever it is. And so I'm really excited about joining a dynamic team who's really passionate about serving the citizens in this community.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got to here to where you are right now.
Okay. Well, I started my career early on with the American Red Cross off of University Drive in Durham, and I was the Director of Resource Development. So I handled their fundraising and grant writing, and also responded every once in a while to disasters like single-family fires. And so after that, I started a career with the United Way, and they hired me to handle their case management program in Vance County, and I also served on their board of directors for a short period of time. And then I took on a position, my last position, with Area Christians Together in Service, and I was the executive director there. We fed over 1,000 people per week. We had a Meals on Wheels program and a domestic violence shelter.
Wow.
Yes.
So you've been all about helping other people your entire career.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Tina is one of the lovely voices that you heard here on WCHL advertising the Dining for Dollars event lately. Mm-hmm. And Tina, tell us about that. What is it?
Well, once again, we're going to hold our fourth annual Dining for Dollars event at Hickory Tavern this Wednesday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. It's basically a party. I've said this before. It's one of the fundraisers. You come, and it's just a party. It's casual. It's $90. We'll get dinner for two, drinks for two people, beer, wine for each. It'll be a silent auction. There'll be a raffle that's going on. And our goal is to raise over $50,000, which we have done in the past, for Meals on Wheels. But everyone comes. It's casual. There's no program. We don't talk to you. We want you to come and have fun and spend time with your friends and get out your credit card.
Just come, eat, drink,
and support.
And be merry.
Yep. And support Meals on Wheels. It's really a lot of fun.
Write a check. Hey, Meals on Wheels has been around a very long time and has done such wonderful work in the community. And Tina, I know that you're passionate about this too, and you give your efforts to a lot of different causes, but Meals on Wheels is really special to you, isn't it?
It is special to me, and it started out being special to me because Stacy Yusko, who's retiring as executive director after 8 years, is a very good friend of mine from many years ago. We both lived in South Bend together. Mm-hmm. And she exposed me to the benefits of Meals on Wheels and the community that we serve. And it is a great volunteer organization because you, within an hour, hour and a half, you can go out, you give a hot meal to someone that may not see anybody the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And they see you and they talk to you and they hug you. Or they don't hug you, but you just know they're shut in, they don't see anybody, but they are happy to see you. And kids, we have school kids that bring baked goods, you know, for us, and then we give them cards, and they're just happy. And then you're done with your community service, and it's wonderful. Our volunteers, which we have a lot of them, you know, use their own vehicles, pay for their own gas, use their own time to deliver these meals to people. And it's a relationship builder between people that have and people that don't have in this community. And it's really special.
Tawana, I think Tina really hit on one of the keys the reason Meals on Wheels is so important is not just the food. I mean, there's the aspect of, you know, talking with other people, having a conversation, and some of these people don't see anybody else, just like you said, all day or maybe even all week if they did not have that Meals on Wheels volunteer coming by. And that's so darn important to some folks who are shut in.
That's correct. And I am so passionate about it because I started this program, Meals on Wheels, in Vance County. And my mother, up until her death just recently, headed up the Meals on Wheels program. And we would see people that were in their homes that you can look up into their ceilings and see the sky. And they were just living in really poor conditions. But I saw the passion behind my mother wanting to make sure that everybody had a hot, nutritious meal. And that is what excited me about coming and joining the Chapel Hill Carrboro Meals on Wheels, because I feel like even though she's gone now and she's in heaven, that I'm able to give back and do what she has started in Vance County and to make sure that people, we go by and visit them and let them know that they are not forgotten and that we still see them and we are able to do something physically for them. But also just be there to just smile and hold their hands. I had the opportunity to visit with Tina on a ride along with her and to see how some of the participants that are receiving the meal, they were more excited not only about the meal, but just seeing Tina and how she loves them and she takes time to get to know each and every client. That is amazing, and that's what it's all about. It's all of us together. Mother Teresa said one thing. She said, if we all can work together in unity, we can make a mighty ripple in the water of those who are in need. And so that's what it's truly about.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Tina, I think Meals on Wheels program here is in great shape.
I'm telling you what. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to be carrying on your mother's work. That's
yes.
For sure. That's wonderful. Tina, tell everybody how they can find out more about Dining for Dollars, how they can buy tickets, how they can contribute, and whatever.
Absolutely. Just one way you can purchase tickets, and you can purchase them the day of the event. If you cannot get online, you can show up. But you can go to the Meals on Wheels website, the Chapel of Carrboro Meals on Wheels website, which is chcmow.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take you to the website and take you to a link that will be online to purchase tickets. Again, if you can't or you don't get on Facebook or get on websites, you can also buy tickets at the door.
Yeah.
We still have tickets available. We're also doing something new this year where we're doing mobile giving, and you can text the word four meals to the phone number 243-725. Again, that's the word four meals to the number 243-725. That's open right now. You can give $50, you can give $10,000. We will take any amount, but it's a way to give to Meals on Wheels for the Dining for Dollars event if you can't show up for the event. And we're also going to have that going live while we're there. We have raffle tickets. I want to thank some of our sponsors, if I can, and auction people that are going to be there. We have on our raffle, we have UNC Duke basketball tickets. We have Pinehurst Golf, number 8, with a stay at the resort. Stony River has offered us a gift certificate, as well as Silver Spot. Gentleman's Corner is supporting us with the raffle with a 50% off of one-day shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Diamonds Direct has donated a beautiful pair of Carolina earrings with diamonds around it. So, ladies, come and put some money in for that and get your raffle ticket. And we're also having a wine pull this year, which is going to be fun.
Well, you just keep getting better and better, don't you?
It is. Yeah. It's really good. And also, thank you to Hickory Tavern and WCHL for supporting us for the last four years. We are doing extraordinary work. We serve, last year we served 43,000 people. We're going to serve our 750,000 meal in the next couple months here for
and Hickory Tavern is always putting itself out there, letting people do charitable fundraisers there.
We couldn't do it without
them. It's incredible. Thank you so much for coming in, Tina. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Ron.
And Tawana, nice to meet you and nice to welcome you to the community.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited and I look forward to serving with you.
I can tell you're excited. Yes. That's for sure. It's 8:57 at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.